flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I'm reading the text coming in. It seems like I may have made a mistake getting a snail.
Yeah. Jesus.
Hey.
Yeah.
Maybe time to call Pet Solutions.
Pet man. Actually, we talked to my daughter about it, and apparently most of the babies won't make it. And with her, that could be a catastrophic emotional thing. She was like, okay. I was like, cool. I'm glad there's an animal that can die and you're not going to freak out.
Let's put them in a plastic bag saying you're taking a Mr. Ted's.
What's the solution?
Ted's in the old Pet Solutions.
What's the solution to this one? Just a can of Morton's?
Yeah. You don't have to be cruel, man. Don't be cruel.
The catfish would be in trouble, too.
Today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery, and this shot was brought to my attention by a very loyal listener, Wen Trung Lee. So today, we toast Ms. Sherelle Parker of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, Sherelle happens to be the mayor of Philadelphia. Ted, you already know where this is.
Yeah, I almost used it too.
So it'll come as no surprise that she is a Philadelphia Eagles fan. And hours before last weekend's Eagles-Rams NFC divisional game, they're having, quote-unquote, some weather. So Mayor Parker was at a winter weather news conference when she decided to kind of step out all the serious stuff and break into the Eagles chant. And if you don't know the Eagles chant, much like the Jets, they had to spell Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, right?
Eagles, right?
Or something like that. I'll let you take a listen to her performance.
Listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say E-L-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
Did she say E-L?
Adam, you talked about the status quo.
This is a press conference later.
The status quo is not acceptable in the Parker administration. We don't promise perfection. I'm so happy that I never have, especially after I couldn't spell Eagles right.
If you're wondering, she spelled it E-L-G-S. E-S, Elgses.
Whoa.
Yeah, E-L-G-S-E-S. I don't know much about the public school system in Philadelphia, but I'm going to go out there.
You do now.
Probably not good. Yeah.
I mean, that matchup Sunday is arguably the two better fight songs in professional football.
Sure, and it's really cool when you can sing them right.
Correct.
So we're toasting the mayor of Philadelphia. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!